The bomb had been timed to go off at exactly 3:30. Strangely, the man it had been designed to kill probably knew more about bombs and terrorism than anyone else in the world. He had even written books on the subject. Looking After Number 1, 50 Ways to Protect Yourself at Home and Abroad might not be the snappiest of titles, but the book had sold 20,000 copies in America, and it was said that the president himself kept a copy by his bed. The man did not think of himself as a target, but even so, he was always careful. As he often joked, it would be bad for business if he was blown up crossing the street. His name was Max Weber, and he was short and plump, with tortoiseshell glasses and jet black hair that was actually dyed. He told people that he had once been in the SAS, which was true. What he didn't tell them was that he had been dropped after his first tour of duty. In his 40s, he had opened a training centre in London, advising rich businessmen on how to look after themselves. He had become a writer and a journalist, frequently appearing on television to discuss international security. And now, he was the guest speaker at the 4th International Security Conference, being held at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the south bank of the Thames in London. The whole building had been cordoned off. Helicopters had been flying overhead all morning, and police with sniffer dogs had been waiting in the foyer. Briefcases, cameras, and all electronic devices had been forbidden inside the main hall, and delegates had been made to pass through a rigorous screening system before being allowed in. More than 800 men and women from 17 countries had turned up. Among them were diplomats, businessmen, senior politicians, journalists, and members of various security services. They had to feel safe. Alan Blunt and Mrs. Jones were both in the audience. As the head and deputy head of MI6 Special Operations, it was their responsibility to keep up with the latest developments, although as far as Blunt was concerned, the whole thing was a waste of time. There were security conferences all the time in every major city, but they never achieved anything. The experts talked. The politicians lied. The press wrote it all down. And then everyone went home and nothing changed. Alan Blunt was bored. He looked half asleep. At exactly 2:15, Max Weber began to speak. He was dressed in an expensive suit and tie and spoke slowly, his clipped voice full of authority. He had notes in front of him, but he referred to them only occasionally, his eyes fixed on the audience, speaking directly to each one of them. In a glass-fronted projection room overlooking the stage, 9 translators spoke quietly into microphones just a second or two behind. Here and there in the audience, men and women could be seen with one hand pressed against their earpiece, concentrating on what was being said. Weber turned the page.
I'm often asked, which is the most dangerous terrorist group in the world? The answer is not what you might expect. It is a group that you may not know. But I can assure you that it is one you should fear, and I wish to speak briefly about it now.
He pressed a button on his lectern, and 2 words appeared, projected onto a giant screen behind him. Force 3. In the 5th row, Blunt opened his eyes and turned to Mrs. Jones. He looked puzzled. She shook her head briefly. Both of them were suddenly alert.
They call themselves Force 3, Weber went on. The name refers to the fact that the Earth is the 3rd planet from the sun. These people wouldn't describe themselves as terrorists. They would probably prefer you to think of them as eco-warriors, fighting to protect the Earth from the evils of pollution.